KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Starting off with notes from the Olympics, American Simone Biles was trying to become the first female gymnast to capture 5 gold medals at a single Olympics when she began the balance beam competition at the Rio Olympics on Monday, but she had to settle for bronze following a flawed performance, wobbling during the middle of her routine and landing awkwardly while completing a front somersault. Biles had to grab the beam with both hands to avoid falling down and eliminating herself from medal contention. U.S. teammate Lori Hernandez claimed the silver medal in an event won by Sané Wevers of the Netherlands. 19-year-old Biles will be in the mix for another gold on Tuesday in the floor exercise finals. On the track, Shawnee Miller of the Bahamas dove to the finish line to win the women's 400-meter final, preventing American Allison Felix from capturing a 5th Olympic gold medal. Miller finished in 49.44 seconds, just 0.07 of a second ahead of Felix. Colorado's Emma Coburn took bronze in the women's 3,000 steeplechase. She's the first American woman to medal in the event. Kenyan middle distance runner David Rudisha won gold in the 800 meters, finishing in 1 minute 42.15 seconds. Clayton Murphy of the United States set a personal best of 142.93 for bronze. Two-time Olympic champion Veronica Campbell Brown has missed out on qualifying for the semifinals in the women's 200 meters. The 34-year-old won the 2004 and 2008 Olympic titles and was a bronze medalist at the last World Championships. The United States and Hungary have advanced to the semifinals of the women's water polo tournament. The U.S. crews passed Brazil 13-3, and Hungary went to penalty shots for a 13-11 win against Australia. They will play on Wednesday for a spot in the final. Brazil knocked the American men out of the Olympic beach volleyball tournament. Nick Lucina and 2008 gold medalist Phil Dahlhauser finished fifth. Germany defeated the United States 2-1 in the women's field hockey quarterfinals. The U.S. failed to medal after opening the tournament with wins over number 2 Argentina and number 3 Australia. It was an 0-for-2 day in American boxing as Antonio Vargas and Michaela Mayer both lost their bouts, dropping Team USA to 10-5 in the boxing tournament. In other notes now from Major League Baseball, the San Francisco Giants' ever-shrinking division lead just got a little smaller. The Giants topped the NL West by just a half game over the Dodgers following the Pirates' 8-5 victory in San Francisco. Placido Polanco crushed a 2-run homer off of Matt Moore, who was reached for 5 runs over 6 innings. Moore was pitching in San Francisco for the first time since being acquired from Tampa Bay at the trade deadline. Andrew McCutchen also drove in 2 runs for the Bucks, who are within 1 game of St. Louis and Miami in the battle for the final NL wildcard berth. The Giants are 9-19 since July 10th, when they led in the division by 6.5 games over Los Angeles. Boston picked up its 4th straight win as David Ortiz and Jackie Bradley Jr. homered during a 3-run 6th that lifted the Red Sox over the Indians 3-2 in Cleveland. Winning pitcher Drew Pomeranz was reached for just 2 runs and 5 hits over 7 2/3 after entering a game with a 5.26 ERA since joining the Bo Sox from San Diego last month. The outcome gets the Red Sox within 1 game of first place in the AL East. Chad Green combined with 3 relievers on a 3-hitter as the New York Yankees silenced the Blue Jays 1-0. Green struck out 11 while limiting Toronto to a pair of hits over 6 innings. Aaron Judge doubled home the lone run in the 4th inning as the Yankees dropped the Jays into a first place tie with Baltimore in the AL East. The Tigers lost to Kansas City 3-1 as winning pitcher Ian Kennedy held Detroit to a run and 5 hits over 6 2/3 innings. Kennedy's shutout bid ended when J.D. Martinez homered in the 7th. Tigers slugger Miguel Cabrera strained his left biceps in a first-inning collision with Chesler Cuthbert at first base but batted twice before leaving the game. Adrian Beltre hit a grand slam and Martin Perez gave up just 1 earned run and 5 hits in 7 innings, so the Rangers 5-2 triumph against Oakland. The Rangers still pace the AL West by 5.5 games after the second-place Mariners eked out a 3-2 win against the Angels. Bryce Harper's RBI double on the 7th capped Washington's rally in a 5-4 triumph over Colorado. Chris Johnson drove in 2 runs with a home run and a double as Miami doubled up the Reds 6-3 in Cincinnati. And Yosmani Tomas hit a 2-run homer and Wellington Castillo was 4-for-5 with 2 RBIs as Arizona hammered the New York Mets 10-6. Andrew Smiley tossed 7 innings of 1-hit ball in Tampa Bay's 8-2 rout of San Diego. Alex Rodriguez is scuttling any thought of a comeback attempt this season. A-Rod said through a spokesman that he will not play again this year, dispelling rumors that he might join the Miami Marlins. The 41-year-old Rodriguez was released by the New York Yankees on Saturday after hitting just 200 with 9 home runs and 31 RBIs this season. Also yesterday in Pacific Coast League baseball action, it was Iowa over Fresno 6-4. Sacramento beat Omaha 6-5. Today, Iowa's at Sacramento, Omaha at Fresno for 9 o'clock starts here this evening. In NFL news, the NFL says the four linebackers being investigated for an alleged link to performance-enhancing drugs will be suspended unless they agree to be interviewed by the league in the next 10 days. The linebackers are James Harrison of the Steelers, Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers of the Packers, and free agent Mike Neal. A league vice president sent a letter to the NFL Players Association detailing the plan to suspend the four if they don't speak with the league by August 25th. New Orleans Saints defensive tackle and first-round draft choice Sheldon Rankin suffered a broken fibula during practice on Monday. That's according to a person familiar with the situation who also tells the AP that Rankin is seeking a second opinion but appears to need surgery. Typically, fractured fibulas are not season-ending but sideline players for around 6 weeks. He was taken 12th overall in this year's draft. Dallas Cowboys center Travis Frederick has signed a 6-year, $56 million contract extension that runs through 2023. The average of $9.1 million per season makes the two-time Pro Bowler the NFL's highest-paid center. The Lions have worked out a contract with free agent tight end Andrew Corliss, who will serve a two-game suspension at the start of the season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Corliss had 89 receptions for 940 yards and 6 touchdowns while playing his first 5 NFL seasons with the Packers. 49ers backup quarterback Thad Lewis will miss the entire season after tearing knee ligaments during Sunday's preseason game against Houston. Coach Chip Kelly said Lewis tore his ACL on a scramble and will need season-ending surgery. Buffalo defensive end Ike Inemkampali will miss the regular season after tests confirmed he has a torn ligament in his right knee. He was hurt late in the second quarter of the Bills' 19-18 preseason loss to Indianapolis on Saturday. His foot caught in the turf and he fell awkwardly while being blocked. In golf news, Gene Sowers is the winner of the rain-delayed U.S. Senior Open. Sowers closed with a 1-under-69 to finish 3-under in his first career senior victory. He closed with three straight pars to go from a one-shot deficit to a one-shot win over Miguel Angel Jimenez and Billy Mayfair. Jimenez lost the lead by closing the tournament with back-to-back bogeys. In NHL news, Antoine Vermette has joined the Anaheim Ducks by agreeing to a 2-year, $3.5 million contract. Vermette's previous contract was bought out by the Coyotes after he scored 17 goals and 38 points last season. The Coyotes bought out the remaining $3.75 million on his contract earlier this month, making him a free agent. The veteran center has scored 471 points in 910 NHL games while playing for Arizona, the Blackhawks, and Senators. Jake Campos, Iowa State's only offensive lineman with significant experience, is out indefinitely. Coach Matt Campbell says the junior tackle Campos injured his leg Monday in practice. Campbell didn't disclose details but said there isn't a timetable for Campos' return. Losing Campos for an extended length of time would be a blow to the Cyclones. Campos accounted for 23 of the 24 returning starts along the Iowa State's offensive line. He was expected to blossom into an all-Big 12-type player. Iowa State opens the season on September 3rd against Northern Iowa. And Iowa's 12-0 start last season led to some to label the Hawkeyes a fluke. A blowout loss to Stanford in the Rose Bowl only seemed to confirm those suspicions. Iowa is intent on proving that it's still a national contender, and the Hawkeyes should have a team capable of doing so. Iowa is a favorite to repeat as Big Ten West Division champions. The Hawkeyes returned 13 starters from last year when they finished 8-0 in the West and fell inches shy of a playoff berth. Quarterback C.J. Beathard had a strong first season as a starter despite a litany of injuries. If Beathard can stay healthy, a run at Big Ten Player of the Year isn't out of consideration. Iowa's defense, which led up just 20.4 points per game, will be led by Thorpe Award-winning cornerback Desmond King. That's a look at the latest in sports here this hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.